It's Thursday, March 4th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindu extremists in Madhya Pradesh, India, broke into two church services last month and beat church members. Then they pressured police to arrest over 20 Christians on false charges. The attacks occurred a month after a new anti-conversion law went into effect in the state. Pastor Malsingh Mehta told Morningstar News, quote, "I was conducting the service when one of them, carrying a gun, came and slapped me twice on my face. Then another man carrying a gun approached me and slapped me. Then three others carrying wooden sticks came one after another and hit me with the sticks," end quote. Security forces in Myanmar killed at least 38 protesters yesterday. It was the deadliest day since people across the country began protesting against the military coup on February 1st. One pastor sent out this prayer for his country, quote, "Dear God, have mercy. Have mercy on Myanmar today. Fresh blood has stained our streets. Our hearts are broken as innocent lives were lost. We lost the lives of students, medical doctors, school teachers, and ordinary citizens. The brutality is just on our streets in the daylight. The world is watching, but cannot help us. We are desperate. We are helpless. We cry out to you, O Lord. Free us from this terror. Free us from fear. Let justice prevail. You alone are our hope today. Have mercy on Myanmar," end quote. Psalm 120, verses 1 and 7 says, "In my distress I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." A study by Christian Research looked at the effect of Bible reading on Christians in the United Kingdom during the coronavirus pandemic. The study found that 35% of Christians increased their Bible reading over the pandemic, 28% said their confidence about the future increased, and 42% said their confidence in God increased. Respondents also said their Bible reading increased their mental well-being and decreased their loneliness. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Last Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked a California county's ban on indoor worship services. The ruling gave relief to 5 Santa Clara County churches to resume services, but at just 20% capacity. Political divide in America is high. A new Brightline Watch poll found that 29% of Americans support dividing the country into more than one nation. The idea of splitting the country into multiple regions received support from 37% of independents, 35% of Republicans, and 21% of Democrats. Republican Governors Greg Abbott of Texas and Tate Reeves of Mississippi announced Tuesday the end of mask mandates and the reopening of businesses in their states. Reeves wrote, quote, "Our hospitalizations and case numbers have plummeted, and the vaccine is being rapidly distributed. It is time," end quote. And listen to Texas Governor Abbott's announcement.
"Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate."
Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, reports CNBC. The Susan B. Anthony List warns that the bill includes a $50 million slush fund for abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The bill also grants Planned Parenthood access to small business funding. The Senate is now considering the bill. And finally, NASA research indicates that Earth is 10% greener today compared to 2000. 20 years ago, scientists began using satellite remote sensors to measure the density of green vegetation on the Earth. The years of data show how forest areas and crop production are actually increasing. Psalm 104, verse 14 says, "The Lord causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, March 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.